12 Days of Christmas, more like 12 Weeks of Christmas podcast. Welcome to this week's episode, What Christmas Means to Me. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to 12 Weeks of Christmas, the podcast. I'm your host, Angela Palumbo, coming to you from Long Island, New York, here with something I'm so excited to introduce, to announce, to start my Christmas podcast. As we all know, this year has been absolutely insane, and I think that now that the weather is cooling down and since school has started again and just I think the chaos of summer and this terrible hot humid summer, may I add, is finally slowing down, I feel like the holiday bug is in the air. And I'm so excited to introduce this podcast, to start off, to kick off with the first episode, What Christmas Means to Me. So for anyone who doesn't know me, which is probably most people who have stumbled upon this podcast that I'm creating today, what you don't know about me is that I love Christmas, the Christmas season, the holidays, everything that comes with it, more than anyone, like more than a normal person. You know, most people that celebrate really love Christmas and the lights and the tree and the music and they start December 1st. No, not me. I am a Christmas fanatic. I start secretly listening to Christmas music in October where no one can hear me. I'll put headphones in or I'll study to my assignments with like Christmas instrumental music in the background. But the second it turns November 1st, I'm all in. It's Christmas music. I start decorating. I start dressing in fuzzy Christmas socks. The works. I'm in. November 1st. To December 25th, I am completely in on Christmas. But that's not why I decided to create this podcast. A little background information on me. I'm 22 years old. As I said in the beginning, I'm currently on Long Island, which is where I grew up. I just graduated from college with a degree in journalism from SUNY Cortland, which is a school upstate, and I'm currently attending the Craig Newmark Graduate School of Journalism, which is located in Times Square. This semester, along with my last semester, you could imagine, has been absolutely insane. I graduated in 2020, which means that I'm one of thousands of students who graduated in the middle of a global pandemic. So I celebrated my graduation from college on my couch. Everything this year has been a mess. There's no secret that this is the absolute hardest year that we've ever faced, not only as a country, but the world, and it's not over, and unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be over anytime soon. Like I said before, I'm currently in grad school for journalism, and they sent me over this incredible equipment for my audio class, which I get to hold on to until our campus reopens, which I don't know will be for a while, so I decided, wow, this year stinks. I'm really miserable. I'm stuck at home, which don't get me wrong. I love my house. I love my family, but this is my first year in 4 years that I have been home for this long. So I decided to try to bring some positivity and some light into this world. And there's nothing that makes me happier than the Christmas season. I promise I will now stop talking about COVID after this little rambling that I'm doing, but I really want to delve into why I feel like I want to make this podcast. I almost feel like I have to defend it because most people are going to see when I release this and when I introduce and announce that I am making this, the first thing people are going to think or say is, oh my God, it's October. Would you relax? We haven't even gone through Halloween or Thanksgiving yet. You know, Christmas people always start way too soon. I get it. I hear you, I get what you're saying, and I agree with you. This is really early. But first of all, I wanted to do a little play on words because you have the, you know, the famous old Christmas song, 12 Days of Christmas, which is where I got the idea for the show. But I think that after experiencing the last however many months, I mean, how many months has this been now? March? 6 months. Oh my gosh, we've been going through the pandemic for half a year now. I think it's time that we distract ourselves. we've had a media overload. The last few months have been so insane, and there's something new every single day that's breaking. And I have to pay attention because of my profession and my school, but I really just need a mental brain break, and I think everybody does. And there is nothing more relaxing or exciting or warm or hopeful than Christmas and the holidays. And my favorite part about the holidays is how everyone becomes really nice all of a sudden. You have so many different ways that people show kindness during the holidays, and I think that we need that right now. I don't want to wait till December for people to show kindness or to have hope that things are going to be okay. I want that for now. But anyway, enough of all of that. Like I said before, I'm not going to be focusing on or harping on, you know, 2020, coronavirus, the pandemic, all of this nasty stuff. Let's just shake all of that out of our system, because right now we are transforming ourselves into the Christmas spirit, because I'm going to get us kicked off with our first episode right now. This first episode I titled What Christmas Means to Me, and I'm using it as an introduction into myself because you're going to be listening to me for the next 12 weeks, and I want to give a little insight as to why I feel I'm qualified to be creating a Christmas podcast, and a little bit about the way that I celebrate, how my family celebrates, what is so special about it to me, why I love it so much, and just to give you a little intro on me and what Christmas really means to me, hence the title. I also want to go and delve into the history of Christmas a little bit, and I promise this will not be a snooze fest. I'll make it as interesting as possible, which is not hard because honestly, the history of Christmas is really interesting. The holiday is a global holiday. It's celebrated everywhere, no matter pretty much where you go, there are people that celebrate it, and they celebrate it in different ways. And we will have an episode later on in the series called Christmas Around the World, where I'll discuss where it's celebrated, how it's celebrated in different places, different cultures, things of that nature. But I really think that the best way for me to start this show, this episode, this mini series, whatever you want to call it, is just me giving you a little background on what I love about the Christmas season so much, how me and my family celebrate the holidays, and everything that comes with it. So stay tuned for what Christmas really does mean to me. This episode is going to run a little bit differently than, say, any of the other episodes, just because, you know, it was a big introduction episode. Why I'm doing this, what Christmas is all about, why it's so important right now, and now we're going to talk about what I do to celebrate Christmas and why I love it so much. But before we get into it, I just want to mention how excited I am for one of my upcoming episodes, and that episode is going to be the history of the Christmas tree. And why I'm really excited about that episode is I want to kick off the debate, the real tree or the fake tree. So please go to my Instagram, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. I will have a post up where I want you to comment if you and your family buy a real tree every year or a fake tree, and where you get that real tree if you buy a real tree, and why do you use the fake tree if you use the fake tree, and answer any of those questions for either of those types of trees. But I really want to get into it because it's a debate that I'm really passionate about, and I think every family has different answers. So go to 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod on Instagram. That's the number 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod, all one word. And let's start that debate. Let's get a little crazy in the comments. The reason I'm so excited to kick off that debate, and I'm not going to tell you my answer until we get to that episode, but the reason I'm so excited about that debate is because it brings into discussion one of the reasons that I love Christmas so much is my family's Christmas traditions. I'm going to do an episode on Christmas traditions, and we're going to talk about different families' traditions and traditions around the world and some really funky traditions. There's some really nutty Christmas traditions out there. But it's one of the things I love about the holidays so much is I come from a family just build off of traditions. We do the same thing every year, and it never gets old, and I never get tired of it. And I think that's what people love about Christmas so much, is how they get to get really close with their families again and repeat things and I know it sounds cliche, but family really is the most important thing. And it's so apparent during the holidays when you get together and maybe you go out and you get your tree at a farm and you cut it down or you decorate it and you put it together, you know, the plastic trees that you have to put together by hand and then you hang up all the ornaments. And my family does tree day. So when we get our tree together, I'm not going to say whether it's fake or real, but when we get the tree up, we call it tree day, and that's the day that we decorate the house and we decorate the tree with all the ornaments and we watch either Christmas movies or I blast my personalized 5-hour Christmas playlist. You heard it on Spotify. Let me know if you guys want access to that playlist. It is phenomenal. But that's what we do, and it's one of the many traditions that my family does that I look forward to every year. Tree day is my favorite day of the year. My other favorite day of the year, arguably even more so than tree day, which is a little difficult to beat, would probably be the day before Christmas Eve. For some reason, the day before Christmas Eve is filled with so much joy. I think it's the excitement leading up to Christmas Eve and Santa coming and seeing everybody on Christmas Eve at my aunt's house, which we go to every year, which is another tradition. And then, you know, of course, Christmas morning is the best day ever. But I would say the day before Christmas Eve is almost better than Christmas Day, because on Christmas Day, when you finish opening your presents, the day is over. But the day before Christmas Eve, there is so much excitement and anticipation, and it is the best day ever. I'm also in charge of wrapping all of the presents that my family gets each other. I don't wrap the presents from Santa for me and my siblings. Obviously, Santa does that. But I wrap all of the presents that my mom and dad get each other, my parents get for our family. I'm one of 4 siblings, so we all get each other presents for Secret Santa, and I end up wrapping everybody's presents for each other. And I enjoy it so much. It's backbreaking labor, but I usually light a candle, put on a movie, and I just get to work, and I enjoy it so much. Last year, I was actually working an overnight at my retail job that I used to work. And so to prepare for that overnight, the night before, I stayed up till 4 a.m. wrapping presents. I saved all of the wrapping for that night, and I stayed up till 4 a.m. wrapping presents. So if you think that anyone likes wrapping gifts, it's me. And they do come out really good. I'm not just saying that. They come out pretty good. But there's just so many different traditions that my family has, and I want to get more into that when we talk about the traditions in that episode. But another thing I love so much about Christmas, which I mentioned a little bit before, is just the positive energy that's out in the air the entire holiday season. I think just before Thanksgiving is when people start to feel it. That's when the holiday commercials come on, people are getting ready to see their families, the weather is cooling down a lot, it's getting chilly outside, and it's just the holiday bug is in the air. There's always something that changes around the holidays where people just become a lot kinder and everyone just seems to be happier. Like I said, I used to work retail at a big box store company that got really busy during the holidays, and I always noticed that the customers were just a little bit nicer and more patient during the holidays. And everyone said, you know, either Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays after they checked out, and it always just brought a smile to my face. So I really think that everyone gets a little bit less grumpy and a less Grinch-ish, that's difficult to say, during the holidays. And it just makes it all the more special. Let's not forget that the outside during the holidays is so beautiful. I'm actually getting excited talking about it. You can't see, but I just sat up in my chair because I love the lights outside. There's this one place in Commack, New York, that the outside of their building, they light up with these blue lights, and it is fantastically beautiful. If you live on Long Island, you probably know what I'm talking about, unless I'm just insane and I'm not even talking about the right place. But there's this place out here, it's just some business complex, but they light their entire building with these fantastic blue lights. They're like this white blue or this silvery blue, and it's so pretty, and you're just driving around outside at night and everything's lit up and it's just so relaxing, so beautiful. Something I love to do is my boyfriend and I go to some houses in his neighborhood. He lives up in Rochester, but we go to some houses in his neighborhood where they decorate the houses like an insane amount, which I love to see the effort. I mean, it's much appreciated. If you're one of those people that goes all out crazy with your house, thank you. I'm a big fan. You have my respect. That's a lot of work. And I'm sure that electric bill at the end of the month, kind of dicey. But we like to go out and drive around to these different areas and look at the Christmas lights and the decorations that people put up. There's always a house, too, that gets really insanely decorated, and they actually get a radio station attached to their house or something, and you can play their radio station in your car, and you can sit outside your house, and the light show on their house is to the beat of the music on the radio station that they have connected, which is so cool, and it's fun, and it's interactive. I don't know if I'd be okay with that many people sitting outside my house all the time, but I mean, if you're okay with it, then I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to go. And that was actually one of me and my boyfriend's first dates, because we started dating in November, a few years, 2 years ago now. Yeah. So one of the first dates he took me on, because he knew how much I loved Christmas, was we sat outside and had the radio station going and the light show going. And it was just such a magical, romantic date. That's the other thing. Christmas time is romantic as anything. It is so beautiful outside. I think Christmas is a more romantic holiday than Valentine's Day. I think there's a lot of pressure on Valentine's Day to be romantic, and there's also a lot of pressure for single people on Valentine's Day, and it's kind of depressing. But there is no denying the Christmas season is effortlessly romantic. It's not even trying to be romantic. Christmas isn't even supposed to be a romantic holiday. That's why we have Valentine's Day. But shopping for your significant other is always a really special time. But it can also be a different kind of love that you're expressing. Love for your family, love for your friends, your coworkers, your teachers, your bus drivers, your custodial workers, anyone around you in your life, you're able to show love to them and appreciation to them. And I think this year we could really use some of that. We could really use some effortless gift giving. And everything about the romantic atmosphere, the loving atmosphere of Christmas, just makes me so happy. Picture this. You're outside, it's cold, there's a flurry, you're outside on your lawn or in whatever area that you can think of that has all of the lights, and they're all on, all the decor is around you, there's some Frank Sinatra, there's some Bing Crosby in the background, and you're just out there with your favorite people enjoying each other's company. That's as romantic as it gets, or that's as loving or beautiful as it gets. There's nothing better. So I guess the last thing that I love about the Christmas season is that it finally gets cold outside. I'm not a summer person anymore. I think I used to be a summer person because I was in school and I just wanted to be outside with my friends. I totally get that. But now that I'm in grad school, but I guess it's a little different. But now that I'm no longer in primary school, I really just don't enjoy the heat. I like to put on a sweater, a long sleeve, long pants, boots, put my hair down and not absolutely sweat and just be comfortable. And I think dressing in all those comfy layers and putting on your fuzzy socks and getting your cup of hot chocolate, those are the things I really look forward to. Those are the quintessential Christmas things that just make me so happy. We are 12 weeks away from Christmas Eve. That is insane. That's insane. All of these things are going to start happening. I can't wait for it. I love it so much. I hope you love it as much as me. And I want to hear your favorite things about Christmas and the Christmas season. DM me at 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. That's my Instagram account, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. And tell me your favorite things about Christmas, why you love it so much, what your favorite thing is about the holidays. My three favorite answers, maybe a little more if I'm feeling a little crazy, I will be reading out loud on my next episode. So please let me know what you love about Christmas so much. And don't forget to answer the Christmas tree debate, because I'm telling you, that debate is gonna get crazy. Coming up next, we're gonna talk about the history of Christmas. We're gonna talk about where it originated from and how we got here today to this quote unquote Hallmark holiday. And I'm really excited about it. So stay tuned for the history of Christmas. This part of the podcast, we will be going over the history of Christmas. Now, we all know the story of Christmas. It's a story that we've been told countless times every single year. It's a part of a lot of people's traditions, especially people who choose to go to church on Christmas. They hear the story of Christmas every single year, and it's honestly kind of common knowledge for people that celebrate. So I don't want to go over that traditional story. What I do want to go over is the actual origins of the holiday, where this came from, how it started, how it came about, and how we got from the original pagan Saturnalia to this Hallmark holiday that we celebrate today, and why it's loved so much by the people that celebrate it. So before I get started, I want to let everyone know that I am using this history.com article, where this is where I got all of my information on the history of Christmas. The article was published in 2009 and has since been updated this past January in 2020. It was published by A&E Television Network, and it's available to anyone who wants to access it and read it. I just typed into Google the history of Christmas, and this was the first thing to come up, and it was super informative and gave me everything that I was looking for in one article. So if you want to get a more in-depth version of what I'm saying, I highly recommend you go check this article out. I am not sponsored. I'm not being paid to recommend this, but I do want to cite my sources. It's really important, especially in the profession I want to go in. So check out this history.com article if you want to hear more information about the history of Christmas. Our story begins many, many years ago in Scandinavia, where the Norse celebrated Yule from December 21st, which we all know is the winter solstice, through January. And the way that they did this is fathers and sons would bring home these large logs and would set them aflame. They would put them on fire. And all of the Scandinavian people that celebrated, the Norse people, would feast around this log until it burned out, which could take about 12 days. What does that sound like to you? Because to me, that sounds like the Yule log and the 12 days of Christmas. So it's really interesting to see the origins of just everyday traditions during holidays. And I love that. I find this so fascinating. Now, the reason that the Scandinavian or Norse people would celebrate at the end of December is because this was the time of year where most of the cattle were slaughtered. So the people could be fed during the winter. So at the end of December, when the cattle were slaughtered, they were at their freshest point. So this was some of the only time during the year that a lot of these families had fresh meat. That's why they chose to celebrate Yule at the end of December. Now we're moving up to our neighbors in Rome. And I'm going to read this paragraph directly from the article because I find it so interesting and I want to exactly quote it. So I'm just going to exactly read off of this paragraph in the article where they talk about Saturnalia, which was celebrated in Rome. So it says, quote, "In Rome, where winters were not as harsh as those in the far north, Saturnalia, a holiday in honor of Saturn, the god of agriculture, was celebrated. Beginning in the week leading up to the winter solstice and continuing for a full month, Saturnalia was a hedonistic time when food and drink were plentiful and the normal Roman social order was turned upside down. For a month, slaves would become masters. Peasants were in command of the city. Business and schools were closed so that everyone could join in the fun," end quote. I have never heard that before. I think that's a blast. They talk about how the social order was turned upside down. For a month, slaves would become masters, peasants were in command of the city. I want to know how that worked. How does that even happen? I'm so interested in that, and I want to learn more about that. Also, Saturnalia sounds a lot like Santa Claus. Around the same time as the Romans were celebrating Saturnalia, they also observed Juvenalia, which is a feast honoring the children of Rome, and they also celebrated, in the upper class, the birthday of Mithra, the god of unconquerable sun. And that celebration, her birthday, was, you guessed it, December 25th. And this says, quote, "It was believed that Mithra, an infant god, was born of rock. For some Romans, Mithra's birthday was the most sacred day of the year," end quote. That sounds pretty familiar, right? I mean, Christmas is one of the most celebrated holidays, and we celebrate, or if you are religious and you celebrate Christmas, you celebrate the birth of Jesus. So that sounds very familiar in this history. It's the same day, and they're celebrating the birthday of their god. Now we're going to fast forward to the Middle Ages, where the pagan religion was not really practiced anymore, and most people were practicing Christianity. It is believed that Christmas was celebrated after December 25th because the calendars were different, and you can read more on that in this article. It's a whole lot of dates and numbers, which I'm not going to get into. But what I really want to get into, which I think is really fascinating, is this is another celebration where the upper class or the more wealthy people are giving back to the poorer communities. It says here, and I quote, "Christmas became the time of year where the upper classes would repay their real or imagined, quote, debt to society by entertaining less fortunate citizens," end quote. So this is another time in our world's history where Christmas was a celebration of giving back to the poorer communities. We still see that today. As I said before, we see people paying it forward, giving to charity, being more giving and appreciative of everything that they have. And that was going on hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years ago. I mean, this is so interesting. I had no idea that any of this was happening, and I find it fascinating. The way that these people celebrated is by going to church, of course, and then having this giant party, carnival-like, drunken fiesta that is similar to the Mardi Gras that we see today. Eventually, we fast forward to the early 17th century, where there was a wave of religious reform, and this completely changed how Christmas was celebrated. The Puritan people took over England in 1645, according to this article, and it says, quote, "They vowed to rid England of decadence and, as part of their effort, canceled Christmas," end quote. Now, Christmas has been a controversial holiday, some drama, through the centuries, which is also something I never thought of. And when reading this, the first thing I could think of was that Christmas movie, which is one of my favorites, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That is one of those original claymation movies from, I think, the 60s or 70s. I watch it on repeat every year. It's one of the movies on Freeform every year, and I watch it so many times. I love that movie. What I think about when I was reading this is Burgermeister Meisterburger canceling Christmas and canceling toys and making toys illegal. So I'm assuming, I don't know, I didn't look this up, but I'm assuming that that's where that movie got its inspiration from, is this history of Christmas being canceled. But of course, as we know, Christmas was not canceled forever. And when Charles II was restored to the throne, so was Christmas. Christmas came back. However, when the pilgrims were coming over to the United States, a lot of them were extremely Orthodox Puritans, and they decided to also cancel Christmas. So Christmas was not a holiday in early America. I'm going to read from the article again. Quote, "From 1659 to 1681, the celebration of Christmas was actually outlawed in Boston. Anyone exhibiting the Christmas spirit was fined 5 shillings. By contrast, in the Jamestown settlement, Captain John Smith reported that Christmas was enjoyed by all and passed without incident," end quote. How fascinating is that? Boston actually outlawed Christmas. Imagine that happening today, because I absolutely can't. After the American Revolution, a lot of the English traditions were kind of taken away, and one of the traditions that was not inherited by the American people early on after the American Revolution happened to be Christmas. America actually doesn't recognize Christmas as a federal holiday until June 26th, 1870, and we have a few people to thank for this. We have a few people to thank for the fact that Christmas was announced a federal holiday. The early 1800s was a huge changing point for Christmas, and in the early 1800s, New York was in turmoil. There was a lot of gang violence, there was gang rioting, and not good things happening. In 1828, quote, "The New York City Council instituted the city's first police force in response to a Christmas riot. This catalyzed certain members of the upper classes to begin to change the way Christmas was celebrated in America," end quote. So this was a big changing point for Christmas and for the American people. And Washington Irving, he was a best-selling author, and he wrote The Sketchbook of Jeffrey Cran. And this was a series of stories that celebrated Christmas in a, quote, "English manor household." And what these stories really did was change the way that people viewed how Christmas should be celebrated. A lot of the previous celebrations of Christmas were, as I mentioned before, riots, crazy parties, partying in the street. And this book showed a different side of the way that Christmas should be celebrated. Quote, "The sketches feature a squire who invited the peasants into his home for the holiday. In contrast to the problems faced in American society, the two groups mingled effortlessly. In Irving's mind, Christmas should be a peaceful, warm-hearted holiday bringing groups together across lines of wealth or social status, end quote. So we see again the mingling of two different statuses of people, right? We see the upper class mingling with the lower class and getting along and celebrating in a peaceful way. And I really love that. I mean, I feel like that's how Christmas is celebrated today, and we see that resembled in charities and things of that nature. Now, I had never heard of Washington Irving before I read this article, but the next book I'm going to talk about, I think we've all heard of. A Christmas Carol by English author Charles Dickens came out around the same time as the Irving book, which I find really interesting. At least I've only ever heard of A Christmas Carol, but apparently there are these two books that revitalize the way that we celebrate Christmas. This story really hones into the importance of charity and goodwill towards all humankind, and this really hit home for a lot of Americans. This book also came out during the time where Americans were becoming a little bit more sensitive to their children, and they viewed Christmas as a time where they could spoil their kids and it not be a big deal. And this was a day that was really focused on the children. Obviously, it's still that way today. After this book came out, the way that Christmas was celebrated changed dramatically in this country. I'm going to quote the article again, quote, "In the next 100 years, Americans built a Christmas tradition all their own that included pieces of many other customs, including decorating trees, sending holiday cards, and gift giving. Although most families quickly bought into the idea that they were celebrating Christmas how it had been done for centuries, Americans had really reinvented a holiday to fill the cultural needs of a growing nation," end quote. Isn't that incredible how we went all the way back from the pagan celebration to these two books that insanely changed the way that we celebrate this holiday? I find that really incredible, and you can really see a lot of parallels between different cultures and stories and how it all became a holiday that's celebrated on December 25th that we've all grown to love so much. I hope you all enjoyed this little mini rundown I did on the history of Christmas. I had a lot of fun with it. I had a lot of fun recording it. I really learned a lot, which is always a good time. I really enjoy history and learning, and I really wanted to start out this podcast with the history of Christmas just so it would lead us off to all the other incredibly fun topics that we have for the next 12 weeks. Before I wrap up this first episode of the show, which I can't believe I'm saying, I finally can wrap up the first episode. I've been working so hard on this. But before I wrap up the first episode of the show, I want to finish off with a story of Christmas hope. I plan on finishing every episode with a story of Christmas hope just to ensure that everyone that came to listen to the podcast today leaves feeling a little bit more hopeful, happy, joyous, and filled with the Christmas spirit than they were when they came to listen today. If you have a story of Christmas hope that runs in your family or something that happened to you or a loved one, please share it with me at my Instagram. My DMs are open. My Instagram is 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. That's the number 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod, all one word, on Instagram. Please go DM me your stories of Christmas hope, and I will try to share as many of them as I can throughout the Christmas season. Coming up, we have the final part of the first episode of the podcast, so stay tuned for a hopeful Christmas story. When I first decided that I was going to do a Christmas podcast, I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to talk about. I mean, obviously the overlying theme is Christmas, the holidays, things like that, but I didn't know exactly how I wanted to format and organize what I was going to say and what I was going to talk about. What I did know is that no matter what I decided to do, I wanted to end each episode with a meaningful, hopeful Christmas story. Like I said before, the entire point of me making the show at this time, this early in the year, which isn't that early, some could argue, I would definitely argue, but you know, I'm releasing a Christmas podcast in October. But I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't think to do that if it wasn't for the year that we've had. And as I said before, you cannot argue that more than ever, we need hope, love, joy, and a little Christmas spirit. A lot of Christmas spirit, actually. So this story that I want to read to you guys today is from a website I found called Nurse Buff. It's called nursebuff.com. I haven't heard of this website before. I'm not very familiar with the medical field. I have a lot of family that work in the medical field. My sister is currently in graduate school to be a physician's assistant. She works harder than anyone I've ever met, and I'm so proud of her. My other sister is a recreational therapist at a nursing home, and she works with patients and individuals with dementia, and she gives them so much light every single day, and I have so much respect for what she does. My mother works at a group home for individuals with mental disabilities. So I have family that I'm very close with that have ties to the medical field. I personally obviously don't work for the medical field, but I wanted to dedicate this story not only to those incredibly strong women in my life, but also to every single essential worker out there. You guys have been the rock that has kept this country going. The work you do is more than appreciated. It is needed. Thank you so much for all that you do. The story I'm reading today is about a nurse, and I decided to pick this story in honor of all of the essential workers that have been helping us through this pandemic. The article I'm reading from is titled Three Amazing Christmas Day Stories by Nurses That Will Warm Your Heart. This article was published on December 17th, 2017, and the story I am reading today directly from this website is called Working Christmas Day. I recommend you go check this website out, this article out. They have two other beautiful Christmas stories that'll help you feel motivated and hopeful and joyous throughout the rest of this Christmas season. And again, thank you so much to all the essential workers. This is for you. This is Working Christmas Day. The story starts on an unusually quiet day in the emergency room. Victoria was the triage nurse that day. After getting a cup of hot cider, she came back to five patients waiting to be evaluated. Two children had headaches, but there were no obvious signs that they were in pain. Two other children reported to have earaches, but only one of them could tell which ear was hurting. The adult woman, on the other hand, complained of cough, but it was obvious that she was working to produce it. Victoria became suspicious, so she went ahead and carefully checked the patient's charts. There was no address. The family was homeless. Because it was wrong for hospitals to turn away patients, Victoria and the nurses went to work. However, instead of responding to a medical emergency, they prepared for a Christmas emergency. They prepared a banquet for the family with the free meals they got from the hospital cafeteria. They put together oranges and apples and goodie bags of stickers, candies, and crayons they found around the station. The nurses took turns in joining the party. Each of them spent time to get to know the family. When it was Victoria's turn, she asked the children about their dreams. One of them said that she wanted to be a nurse so she could help people. Upon hearing this, the mother smiled and said that all she wanted was for her family to be safe and warm, just like how they were in the emergency room. As the family was about to leave, one of the little kids ran back to Victoria. "Thank you for being our angels today," the kid said. I sincerely hope you all enjoyed the show. I'm so excited to finally be able to release the 12 Weeks of Christmas podcast and this episode, What Christmas Means to Me. Please don't forget to go follow our Instagram account, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. That's one word, the number 12, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. This is something I've been working so hard on for so long. I started working on this at the end of August, and to finally be able to share the Christmas spirit with you guys is a dream come true. I'm so happy about it. Next week, we'll be talking about Christmas decorations, and I will be having a guest on, so it won't just be me rambling on about Christmas, which I promise I can absolutely do if you'd like, but I'm really excited next week for my friend to come on. We're going to talk about Christmas decorations, the do's, the don'ts, the trends this year, and when to start shopping for those Christmas decorations, because there's actually a good time to do so. I hope to see you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed it. Please follow this account on Spotify. Spread the word. Share it with your friends, your families, your loved ones, the stranger that you see in the store that's having a bad day. Please spread kindness, spread Christmas joy, and let's keep counting down the 12 weeks of Christmas.